Oldest Vegas casino embraces newest tech with complete virtual gaming floor. The Golden Gate Casino, Las Vegas' oldest gaming venue, has transitioned to a fully virtual gaming floor, replacing all live table games with electronic alternatives. The downtown landmark, which first opened in 1906, has officially completed its conversion to a fully automated casino experience. All former live dealer tables have been replaced with high-tech electronic gaming systems that replicate classic games such as blackjack, roulette, and craps. The shift marks a milestone for both the property and the Las Vegas casino market, which continues to adapt to changing consumer habits and operational costs. Owner Derek Stevens said that the response to the change has exceeded expectations. He noted that revenue from the new setup has already doubled internal projections, describing the move as a success. The overhaul forms part of a broader marketing initiative called The Night Starts Here, designed to attract both local players and tourists, including the growing Gen Z demographic that prefers digital and interactive gaming experiences. The Golden Gate's virtual transformation comes after months of preparation. In August, the casino announced it would remove all live table games by the end of the month. That decision reduced the number of downtown Las Vegas casinos with live tables to just 11. As other operators also reevaluate the cost-effectiveness of traditional gaming pits. Main Street Station, another downtown property, has limited its live table operations to weekends only. The change followed the earlier elimination of Golden Gate's live craps tables, which were among the last vestiges of traditional gaming at the property. The casino confirmed that affected employees would not lose their jobs but would instead be reassigned to sister properties Circa Resort & Casino and the D Las Vegas, or moved into different roles within the Golden Gate itself. Stevens emphasized that the move allows the company to modernize while keeping its workforce intact. The Golden Gate's decision reflects an ongoing trend within the Las Vegas gaming industry. Rising labor expenses, particularly for games requiring multiple dealers and pit supervisors, have made it increasingly difficult for smaller and mid-sized casinos to sustain low-limit table offerings. Electronic gaming systems, by contrast, reduce staffing requirements while offering consistent gameplay and faster turnover rates. Industry analysts have observed that approximately 2 casinos per year are removing live table games, a rate expected to continue as operators pursue cost savings and modernization. Vegas undergoing a transformation. Visitor traffic at the Golden Gate has been slower in recent years, especially following the 2020 opening of Circa across Fremont Street. Circa, a larger and more amenity-rich resort, has drawn many of the high-traffic visitors that once frequented the Golden Gate. The older property, which no longer has an on-site restaurant and offers limited hotel services, has focused on reinventing itself as a compact, technology-driven destination aimed at younger players and casual gamblers. While reactions from guests have been mixed, many have expressed curiosity about the new format. Some longtime visitors miss the personal interaction of live dealers, while others see the change as a modern and efficient evolution of casino entertainment. Guests from Michigan and Florida interviewed by local media said they were still adjusting to the new setup but appreciated the speed and accessibility of electronic games. Stevens, who is known for not following conventional Vegas thinking, acknowledged that technology alone cannot replace the atmosphere that defines Las Vegas. He said that maintaining the city's hallmark showmanship and hospitality remains critical, even as casinos modernize. His goal, he explained, is to create an experience that leaves visitors eager to return, combining innovation with the city's trademark sense of excitement.